B-Pod Studios.
Our senior class beat up Mickey Mouse and threw him in a lake.
I told women that you are absolutely beautiful, and evidently that's creepy to tell strangers.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
This is not good for society, children.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
We are minus the L. It is just MR.
NN.
NN, MRN. but this sounds like we're the motor racing network there. But Loren will be back with us, I think, what, tomorrow? Is that confirmed? Did we get confirmation?
I have a sheet of paper that says her expected return date is 7:15.
I know, but I think there was, I thought maybe there was a childcare thing, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I got to be honest. I'm really nervous about her and her future because she can't find childcare anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have to keep our eye on that.
And then Nicole's laughing.
I am nervous about the whole thing.
You are, bud. I know.
You
I am, too.
Because if she can't find childcare, then who knows what's going to happen. It's not funny.
No.
Anyway, tell us the one thing going on in your world, Roy.
So I thought I had termites. Come to find out, there's these wasps that build nests on your homes, and they bring spiders. It's mud.
I told you that.
You did?
Did I not tell you that?
No.
That it could be a wasp?
No.
I think I said a wasp.
He called them, what do you call them, mudlingers?
They're mud bees.
Yeah,
because I have a white house, and sometimes I have the mud.
Mud daubers.
Yeah.
Never knew that these things. I've been selling real estate now for a couple of years. I've never had a mud dauber pop up. And like when you look at their nests. Thank you. I'm now even more experienced as your real estate agent because I know what a mud dauber is.
There you go.
But so if you ever look at like what a termite nest looks like when it's on your house, it kind of looks like that. And so I thought that's what it was, especially because it was kind of hard. And then it turned out to be these mud daubers, which bring spiders into this nest and murders them. And they're harmless. They don't attack you or anything.
Right.
And I was just completely blown away. So then I go and I start, because the guy's like, oh, it's no big deal. I knocked it down. You're probably going to need to really clean it, maybe even repaint it, you know, whatever. And then so I'm calling like my sister, because she's been in real estate for years. And I'm like, hey, so I have this thing on my door. And I was like, it looks like a termite nest and it's brown. She goes, oh, it's probably the mud daubers. Without even saying anything. Without even me, like, telling her what it was. I'm like, how did you know? She goes, oh, I got, like, two of them on my house right now. I then call my buddy Randy. And I tell him, I set it up the same way. I'm like, man, I think I had a termite thing. So I called the people. It was kind of this hard thing, brown thing on the side of my door. And he goes, oh, it's probably mud dauber. I'm like, everybody knows about the mud dauber but me.
I told you that yesterday. You weren't listening. You were so in a frenzy
about
the fact that they were termites. Because I think, from what I understand about termites, is when they show up on the outside like that, they're already eating everything inside.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's very rare you see the damage.
And he told me that, like, if I did see it, I wouldn't see a nest that high up.
Yeah.
He's like, they start literally from the ground.
You two, you and Sterling do each other no favors. You probably were both freaking out.
We get so worked up.
You're like old ladies.
We get so worked up.
You're like two old sisters living in a house together.
We get so worked up. We're like,
oh,
it's the house is infested. We have a gnat. We have some gnats because our bananas went bad. And now we think the whole house is like filled with gnats and infested.
You have to yin and yang the relationship.
No, we're extremes.
Yeah.
We're extremes. I'm like, the house is infested with gnats. Meanwhile, we just had some expired bananas for a couple of days.
Poor Callie with the emotion she goes through in there with the energy.
But yeah, everybody knows about the mud dauber except me.
Okay.
But I'm now educated. I'm good.
Good. Well, I got a disturbing text yesterday from someone we know. I'm not going to say his name on the air, but we know him. You know him. Nicole knows him.
Is he okay?
He was a public figure in town and has since gone into the citizen workforce. He's
the
fine.
Private sector?
The private sector is probably a better word. And he said, so your dad likes to tell girls that they're hookers. And I said, what? I won't deny that he probably said that.
Right.
So apparently this guy's boss's daughter works at a restaurant that my dad visits.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And so, but he did say LOL to that comment. And I said, I'm so sorry. My dad, I can't control him. He's 80. He is who he is. You know? But the problem is that he goes around and tells people about us.
He's the dad of you.
So that news, I don't know the circumstances. I know she's a waitress, and my dad called her a hooker. And that made it back to her dad, which then the dad knows that he knows us. So he told him.
Would you like to do a public apology on behalf of your father?
I texted back and I said, please apologize to the family on behalf of my family.
Yeah.
And I'll go on the air tomorrow and say, if you run into my father, he is going to shock you like it's 1965. He's at the boys' club. That's my dad, my 80-year-old
dad. Your dad has no understanding of cancel culture.
No. Cancel culture? No.
No understanding.
No, he doubles down.
Yeah.
But so I texted my mom, and I said, hope everything's going well. I said, will you ask dad if he misbehaved today?
Mm.
And my mom said, what happened? And I just shot her, forwarded her the text. And he came back, and she said that they were all laughing and joking. And that's what happens, is because if it wasn't my dad who was 80, you know, they would probably throw him out.
Right.
And they laugh in front of him, but then they go behind the scenes going, this dude's nuts.
But you laugh to move it along.
Right.
You know?
Yes, or else you're trapped.
Well, I remember when I was doing an appearance, and someone at your dad's dentist office came up to me.
He was banned from that dentist.
Yeah, she was like, no one in the office can handle him. She's like, I'm the only one in the office.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't bother me what he says.
Yeah, I think he goes to a different dentist office now. My mom told me, because I said to my mom one day, can you imagine this, you guys? This is my dad.
He gets banned from
my 80-year-old dad. We drove past the off dentist office. I go, isn't that dad's dentist office? She goes, he doesn't go there anymore.
After they came up to me, it was like, nobody likes him.
But then in all fairness, my dad's a sweetheart to my mom who has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, he picked up two elderly people and drove them home. They were carrying bags back from the Harris Teeter, and he drove them home.
I don't think, it's not like he has an evil bone in his body.
He thinks he's Don Rickles. And if you don't know who that is, he's a 60s comedian who, nothing is off the table.
Right.
Race, sex, sexism, right. It's all on the table for my dad at 80. And it's very out of touch.
Very, yeah.
Oh, man. And like, I get DMs from people that go, oh, your dad just, I work at a podiatrist office. Your dad just came in. He's a total, like, trip. And I'm like, yeah, that's what he is.
That's the word you want to use.
Yeah, he's hilarious. All right, we got a ton to do today. We got to start things off, though, in less than 10 minutes. Roy is so elated, so happy at the news Nicole broke to him at 5:25 this morning. That's your hint. Did you hear that? Listen to that.
I'm pumped.
That is your audio clue. We will discuss next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
It's a pretty big day here at the Beasley Media Group. That's the people that own us. On this radio station.
I'll bring in Nicole for this, too.
Come on, Nicole.
Tell everyone. Let's go in order.
Okay.
Tell everyone what you did, Nicole, at about 5:30 this morning.
Okay. So at about 5:30, I'm starting my morning routine, making myself some lemon water. And yes.
That's so healthy.
And yesterday, I had noticed that the drink machine was completely empty, so that wasn't bothering my OCD. But
that is our vending machine, which hasn't been emptied since the pandemic. We've had old sodas in there since March of 2020.
By the way, March of 2020 is when the sodas expired.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Expired.
And so then the snack machine that's directly beside the drinking vending machine for the past, I don't know, month has had Trident gum. And that's the only thing.
That's it.
Because they haven't refilled it. So it's just been empty with four packs of Trident gum. And yesterday during my lemon water routine, I was like, you know what? I am going to freaking buy these gum packs and throw them away because this is bothering my OCD. Just one item in this vending machine.
Okay.
So what do I do today? Making my lemon water about 5:30. I look up. Bam. Everything is full. Every drink container is full and stocked, and there are even the whole snack vending machine was full and stocked
too. The sign of the pandemic dwindling. I don't want to say it's over because there's still unvaccinated people and all that stuff. But when we get vending machine restocked, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's like our way of, I don't know, it's a little bit of normalcy for us.
So that's interesting to me and kind of exciting, but Roy got really excited.
Yep. So then I sent a picture to the group, our group chat, and I said it's a big day at Beasley Media Group. And then within a minute, I get a phone call from Roy. Is that Diet Dr. Pepper? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me go look. I'm like, I don't know.
The picture you sent to the vending machine full of soda, he zoomed in and saw his Diet Dr. Pepper.
Which, by the way, there was no Diet Dr. Pepper label facing in that photo.
I know my bottle, boo. I know my bottle.
Oh, my God. So we have never had Diet Dr. Pepper in our vending machine here?
In the 6 years that I've been doing this show, we have not had Diet Dr. Pepper here at Beasley Media Group. I've requested. I put in requests. I've asked. And we finally got it. I was so excited. So excited. I am going to write a thank you note.
Oh, let's do it real quick on the air.
Okay. I'm writing a thank you note to the vending machine guy, and I'm going to buy a Diet Dr. Pepper every single day so that they know it is a good seller, because sometimes what they'll do is that they'll put something in and it doesn't sell, and then they take it out forever.
They take it out.
No, it ain't happening here at Beasley. All right.
Write your note to this guy. Dear, let me get you some writing music since you love the vending machine guy.
Okay. Ready?
All right. Yep. What are you going to say?
Dear vending machine god. I am so thankful for this glorious moment of you putting in Diet Dr. Pepper.
Make sure you mention Diet Dr. Pepper a couple times so we understand.
I'll underline it.
Okay.
For the past 6 years, there's been a void in my life. And today, it all changed.
I see many doctors a week. The one doctor I never saw... Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's a good line.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them that.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Remember yesterday when I told you you're passionate about the strangest things?
Yeah, I know. I really am.
You already, by the way, you already have yours?
But my Diet Dr. Pepper? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've already, but it's halfway drank.
Is you getting your Diet Dr. Pepper up on our stories?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I may have said a bad word. I didn't realize she was recording. But yeah, it is up on my stories. And I already know that I'm going to be in trouble with my fiance because he knows I have an addiction to Diet Dr. Pepper. But it is what it is. So to the vending machine people, thank you for giving my soda.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You guys are the true gods.
Thank you. But I know it's unhealthy, so stop with the message.
All right, go check out the video at the MRL show on our Insta DM drama coming up next. He calls me babe. What does that mean? We'll dive in.
I play with me out every morning. I love y'all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
You got some drama in your life? We want to hear about it at the MRL show. DM us your drama at the MRL show on Insta. And if you're just joining us and you're not friends with us, go friend us and look at the video on our story on why Roy was super excited about 35 minutes ago in the building.
It involves my affair with Diet Dr. Pepper.
And that's not a drink. That's his last name. We got DM drama coming to us this morning by someone who says, please don't say my name on the air. Make sure, by the way, if you give us DM drama, underline that part so that we don't put your name on the air, okay?
Right.
She says, I need some serious advice. I'm dating a guy I'm really into, but we haven't made it official because I don't have the courage to bring it up, and he hasn't brought it up. So they are not official yet, Roy. They have not, it sounds like you're saying, which I love so much.
No, they haven't defined the relationship.
I don't think he's seeing anyone else, but who knows? Because we only see each other 3 to 4 days a week because of work. I find 3 to 4 days a week for someone who's dating or potentially dating a lot.
That is a lot.
That means there's 3 days a week that you don't see each other.
Yeah.
Okay. But with all that said, he's been calling me babe in text messages and when we're together, and it makes me feel really nice. So I call him babe back. and I know it makes us feel like we're a couple, but again, nothing has been said. Do I now have the official verbal confirmation on us being a couple because we call each other babe? Thank you for some DM drama, LOL. Love the show.
No.
See, that's I disagree.
That's not confirmation. That's not confirmation. You got to. You have to. This is how. This is how guys will. She will be shocked when he's like, "Oh no, I've still been dating other people." She's like, "But you call me babe." He'd be like, "Well, we never talked about the relationship. We're not exclusive." So you got to have the conversation.
Just jump on the phone or shoot us a call real quick, 704-570-9595, if you can safely do so. And see if you agree with Roy or do you agree with me, Maney. I feel like babe is a term of endearment.
I mean, it is. It is a term of endearment.
So,
yeah.
So they are a couple then if he's using it. She means more to him than just...
But don't you agree that like some people say things like... You know, just to be playing the game and just to be saying that stuff.
Yeah, but babe to me
is like a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Now I think, but why not be safe? Why not? Why not be safe than sorry and say, hey, are we exclusive?
True. Now that I do agree with you on. I think having said that, this whole conversation is just the dumbest term.
Having said that,
we just spent 5 minutes talking about one thing. Now, having said that, but I think now you say, since we're calling each other babe, are we in a relationship? Like,
yeah,
you can say that.
I wouldn't assume it though.
I don't think he's calling every person he's with babe. I have to agree with that. Like, if she's not exclusive, then I guarantee you he's seeing other people, but I don't know if he's using babe with them.
954 says she needs to get some confidence and just ask the guy. We have another text. In this world of dating, I've had guys say to me that they're falling in love with me and we're committed, so don't trust it.
She said we're not committed.
And we're not committed. They're falling in love with me and we're not committed.
But you guys also know that the ask is weird. It's awkward. Like, what are we?
No,
better
it's not.
When it just becomes something.
It's weird if you say, "Will you be my boyfriend? Will you be my girlfriend?" That's weird. But if you just have a conversation and you're like, "Hey, I like to take things just me and you. I like to be exclusive. I don't want other people." That's the way to do it.
704 says you have to have the conversation. I even call my girlfriends babe.
Hmm.
Babe is a term of endearment.
I've probably called you babe a couple times around the office.
And I've reported you. 803 says, I was in a such situation. The second I started showing interest in someone and it was mutual, they started calling me babe. Turns out they had a girlfriend the entire time.
See, that's what I'm telling you. Okay. The babe means nothing. You can talk the talk all day long, but you gotta be confirming where your relationship is. You have to define the relationship.
Okay. All right. I think once he starts using babe, it's a term of endearment and you're in. But I'm not opposed to what Roy's saying. So go ahead and ask.
And how long were they dating? I forgot.
She doesn't have the amount of time. She says we see each other 3 to 4 days a week, which is a lot.
How about this?
And you know they're moving furniture. You don't see each other 3 to 4 days a week and not move furniture. So
ask him
before the next time you move furniture. What are we? Because if you don't get the answer, then don't move furniture.
Because it just about took me and Sterling 2 months before we even defined the relationship.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sounds about right, though, 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Summer. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Is out today. She'll be back with us tomorrow.
Did you ever form an alliance at work? Give us a phone call. 704-570-9595. There was an alliance formed at a Burger King. A part of a coup, if you will. All the employees came together and they got really tired of the working conditions at this Burger King. It was long hours, poor working conditions. They constantly complained, and there was no improvements in the workplace. So all of them got together, went out to the sign that's out, you know, the light up Burger King sign.
Right, which just says, like, home of the $1 Whopper or come on in and get your fries.
They wrote, "We all quit." Sorry for the inconvenience. And
I quit this bitch.
And then they all walked out of the store and never returned. Management immediately took down the sign on that Saturday. But the disgruntled employees did decide to quit, and it went viral online. The news got involved and even had video of it before management could take down the sign.
That's called unionizing.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's without the paperwork.
I remember years ago, I worked at a radio station in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we were it was a radio station on one side, Roy, with like three stations, mm-hmm. and then they also owned a TV station that was on the other side.
Mm.
And there was a memo that came out that said because the radio side and the TV side are all in one building, we had to dress up to match the news side of people. So, like, the news girls wore dresses and heels.
Oh.
And our female co-host was like, I'm in radio. Like, and I got in radio so that I could wear sweatpants and a T-shirt and you know, flip-flops.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to dress up.
So I was like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. She goes, Manny, did you read? No shorts. I was like, oh, we got to form an alliance. And they also said no shorts, so sure enough.
Are you like, what were you wearing? Because
just like I wear what I wear here.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like shorts and a T-shirt.
Okay.
And because it wasn't as cold as it is in this studio.
Yeah, I'm wearing more sleeves.
Dude, it is so cold in our studio. Yeah. Don't ask. But it worked. We went to the GM. And we were like, that's not fair. We don't ask them to do, you know,
stuff for us.
Right. So why do we have to do that? He's like, well, I'll compromise with you. So it was me, the girl co-host I had, and the guy from the rock station who wore tank tops. We were like, we got to get him on this alliance.
The
guy that wears a tank top. Alex Jack, his name was. He was an alternative jock. Alex is like, oh, hell no. We're going. So we went down there, and he goes, you can't use the front door. Our GM said, go out the side door where you don't see guests and clients, because that's what happened. They had a new newscast, and we'd all walk through the new newscast, you know? And so we just went out the side door. But even that went away, and nothing was ever said again.
Yeah, it's weird.
Our alliance worked, so I hope the Burger King alliance works.
Okay. You know, I was part of a similar thing. When I did 911, we had to, like, dress in our little uniforms during the day. But at nighttime, you could wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And daytime, you
it's
know,
not fair.
Administration could be walking around.
So are you the spokesperson?
No, you just had to dress up.
You didn't form an alliance, though.
No, we were too afraid.
Yeah.
We didn't have big kahunas like you.
I got to be honest. As I'm telling that story, I'm thinking to myself, I probably wouldn't have done anything if it wasn't for my female co-host who was more fired up than me.
Yeah.
You know, I would have just kept wearing shorts. I would have been like,
Just write me up.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Please.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, Loren's going to be back on the air tomorrow. Producer Nicole, I know you've been having issues with your car. What'd you do yesterday? Did you spend money on it?
I did spend money on it, but yesterday was... yesterday there needed to be money spent on it.
Why?
Because for the past 3 weeks, I have been riding around with no air conditioning.
So how much money did you spend? How much?
I left here yesterday, and I said, Nicole, call me. I said, do not spend more money on that car. We could use it for a down payment on a new ride.
How much?
$500.
$500?
Mm-hmm.
Roy, on top of the already $2,000 she spent on it in the last month.
I would say it all started going downhill last year. Last summer, I needed a new accelerator. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
But I mean, no, that sounds fake.
Now it does sound fake.
Ma'am, you need a new accelerator pipe.
Mm-hmm.
No, I needed something last summer. And then it, just this year alone, crankshaft. I had my tires were about to pop because it got unaligned. Okay. Or something.
The alignment was off.
The alignment was off. So literally there was metal coming out of my tires. Yeah.
So in 12 months, how much have you spent on your car?
Enough to get a new one.
How much in 12 months? A year.
$3,000.
Okay. So that would be the equivalent of you spending $250 a month on a car payment.
And we have deal Victory Chevrolet for me.
JT's Kia. You can get a lease, I think, for $199.
Joe Moss Jeep. For, we're not doing commercials. We're just doing shout-outs. Joe Moss Jeep for Loren. If you want to go that route,
so
then $19 down delivers.
Shut up. They got to give me a flat-screen TV with it, too?
JT, I think, does that. But Victory Chevrolet is going to give you $1,000 if they don't beat anybody's advertised price.
All right, listen, for one dime down, you can
see,
JT's
even just hearing that makes me want to throw up.
But it doesn't, but they're so good. We know people. He knows people. And it's not people that nobody else knows. We'll just give you the name of a great sales associate at these places.
Well, you got to do the math. So what you got to do is that if what you're spending is the equivalent, you know, to a car payment and all these repairs, then you should probably just go buy a new car.
I understand that. It's just the process of it is so overwhelming.
Oh, but buying a car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, super simple nowadays. You have no clue.
We could go to Carvana. You could put the coin in and it comes down like a vending machine.
I know.
You get as excited as Roy for the Diet Dr. Pepper.
But I will say there is something to not, like, there is something to not having a car payment.
I agree.
I agree, too. But you are having a car payment.
No, I know when you do the math, but when you just, take it out of whatever and
savings, yeah. But that's what you got to really, when you start spending so much thousands of dollars, it is almost like a monthly car payment. If you divide it up, that's when you have to make the switch. But nowadays, buying cars, they truly, and this is not a commercial for the people who I endorse JTs, it's literally everywhere. It literally all dealerships across the board.
Fire.
I know.
But across the board, everyone like caters to you. The last car I bought, the car I just bought, I did it over text message, and I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I told him, I said, hey, send me the rates. I sent back, hey, I could do this. I mean, we texted the deal.
They'll deliver it to you.
They did deliver my car.
757 texted and said, Nicole, you're not talking about an accelerator. You're probably talking about the alternator.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, we're all three car clueless, so none of us picked up on that.
No, listen, guys, she had to get her brake fluid and her headlight fluid changed.
I did get my the last time I went and had to get all new tires because when you have all wheel drive, you can't just replace two.
Is that true? I don't know.
How about the line where they go, I legally can't let you leave here with your tires as bald as they are. Like, you'll call the cops on me, then I'm leaving.
704 says Dave Ramsey would be mad right now. Yeah, well, you know what? Screw him because he's like, his whole thing's like, you got to drive a car that's breaking down and you got to eat nothing but rice and beans and never have a life. My gosh, I'd like to go get me a Diet Dr. Pepper.
How did you relate my car issues to you getting another Diet Dr. Pepper?
Because he likes to never spend money. I love spending money.
Yeah, but that's like just thinking of like extra money per month like makes me want to vomit.
Hey, I get that.
People want to know what kind of car you drive.
It's not, and that's the thing. It's an
SUV.
Yeah, it's a 2012 Kia. So
a 2012?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. At least Kias have come a long way.
It looks older than that.
It does look older.
But it's been through a lot. Goes to Raleigh and back.
You're up on that car, girl. Go easy.
All right, let's do this. Let's make Nicole feel better because she's not the only one out there with a car that's having issues, okay? Will you call us or text? In fact, call us because so Nicole can hear your voice. 704-570-9595. You're driving into work right now and your car's so crappy, we want to hear about it.
All right. Talk to Nicole. We'll talk to you coming up next. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Talking about Nicole's car. Poor Nicole. She keeps dumping money into it. It's a 2012 Kia SUV, and it was like it's the brakes one minute, the tires the next. Now it's the air conditioning, and we're like, just get a new car. But so many people out there have crappy cars. 704 said my brother had a car that was like the Bop It game. You know that game, Roy? It's like one thing pops up, you hit the other thing. He had duct tape holding the steering column together, a rag twisted where the oil goes on the cap. Seatbelts were just for show. They never worked. He had to rig up a fan.
Which, listen, I get it. If you can't afford the car payment, then you do what you have to do.
Yeah, you know? But you got to find a car that's giving, that's not costing you money. Because if you're going to put money into it, then you might as well put money into something new.
Yeah, but it sounds like when you're doing what that guy's doing, you're not putting much money into it.
That's true. They also had to stop every 30 minutes to put water in the car.
Yeah, yeah. He's not fixing it.
All right, let's dive over to the phones.
Natasha in Lincolnton, tell Nicole about your janky car.
Okay, so I don't have this car anymore, but when I was 18, I had a car that I had two wires in my dash where it was straight wired for my heat to work. And then also my brakes, like I couldn't afford at the time to go and get all this stuff done because something bad was wrong with my brakes. But I had to gear my car down to neutral and use my parking brake to stop.
Are you at that point yet?
I'm not at that point, but I've been at the point where I have put my car in neutral because I was too broke to get gas.
Yes. Coast it in. All right, Natasha, thank you.
All right, let's have a conversation with Jamie in Albemarle.
Good morning, hey. Jamie.
Hey, so you were in the same situation as Nicole.
I was, yeah. So about 2 years ago, same thing. I had to get all new stuff, all new alternator, belts, battery. It kept dying. And eventually I was like, this is not it for me. So I finally made the decision. I honestly bought the brand new car because it ended up being cheaper.
Yes, and you can negotiate your car payments.
Yeah, well, and especially once you, like you said, it ended up being cheaper. When you start doing the math, and if you're putting more money into the car than what a new car payment is, that's when you got to make a switch.
Yeah.
You
know? Yep.
Or you could be like me. How about this, Jamie? I did the move to where, because I had an awesome car I've had for 10 years. I still have it, by the way. But I replaced the engine, the belts. I've done all these things to it. And I made the rule with myself. I said, the next thing that breaks, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm not fixing it.
Not at that point yet.
I said, I'm not fixing it. Just broken. It is my last thing is that the back door won't open. And I'm like, I'm not fixing that.
But it's still drivable.
It's still drivable. I still have it.
Yeah.
But I bought me a new car.
Loren changes cars when her ashtrays get dirty. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? If a French fry falls on the floor of a car, she trades it in.
Loren's a different life, thanks, you know. Jamie. She's not us like us. let's go to Lauren in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi.
Nicole's here. Tell her about your car. Your car's so crappy. Why?
Yeah, so I have a 2010 Volkswagen Jetta that I've been driving since high school, and in the last maybe 6 months to a year, it's kind of developed this mind of its own where it will open its sunroof and then lock and unlock itself randomly, constantly. So we'll be like walking away, going into the mall, and forget to lock our car, and it's like, it's okay, no need to worry about it. It'll lock itself.
It's like raining out and the sunroof opens.
It's not good.
Yep. I know, I'm afraid to get a car wash, so.
But you still have this car?
Yep, still have it. It's my only primary means of getting around. So until I can save up a little extra money, I'll be driving this one. And
so maybe, yeah, Lauren, like maybe Nicole, you need to start saving. Like now you need to put the plan together.
I am. It just sucks is because it's like every time I think that I'm getting ahead, it's something else that happens. And then it's like, all right, let's take out more from savings.
Right.
You and Lauren should start pulling money together.
Yeah.
Then split it at the end.
Yeah,
thanks, Lauren.
But see, even my last car, I had a Nissan. That was the first car that I got. I had a Nissan Xterra. Literally drove that into the ground. Never had an issue with it. Have such a good mindset with Nissan.
Yeah.
And this is, it got to the point where I took it for an oil change, and they were like, you can't drive this off. Like, it's going to blow or something.
Yeah.
So I had to find like a new car. So I had no choice but to get the Kia because it was like so. I didn't have time.
So what you're telling me is that you take vehicles and literally drive them until they explode.
We're almost to that point, so we're starting to say, start thinking about it, okay?
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Rocky is back. He's got a 2-0 record. He won Monday and he won yesterday. Will he beat Mike today? How you doing, Rocky?
Hey, I'm doing great. I think if I win today, maybe you can start calling it Can't Beat Rocky.
Ooh. Well, first you got to beat Loren tomorrow, but you got to get through Mike to get to any of that. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Are you ready to try and stop Rocky's run?
He's not a little confident, Bob. I'm a little nervous now.
All right.
Going to backfire, Mike. Don't worry.
All right, let's put Mike in his soundproof room, Roy.
All right, here we go, Mike. Bye.
There he goes. He can't hear anything. Nicole has picked up on him. And are you ready, Rocky?
Yes.
Let's do it. Question number one. This couple who originally met on NBC's The Voice just got hitched and are now considering having a baby. The couple we're talking about are Blake Shelton and
Gwen Stefani.
Jason Sudeikis opened up about his split from Olivia Wilde, saying that he could either learn from it or make excuses about it. Olivia Wilde is now dating which One Direction member?
Harry Styles.
Zac Efron busted his grandpa out of the nursing home so they could watch the Euro 2020 final together over the weekend. His show is called Down to Earth with
Zac Efron.
Question four. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker took a PDA-filled trip to Las Vegas, and they posted a bunch of pictures, and that has people thinking that maybe they secretly got married. What band was Travis Barker the drummer for?
Blink-182.
And Bella Hadid recently went Insta official with her boyfriend, but it turns out that they've been dating for over a year already. What Canadian pop star with a song called Blinding Lights did she used to date? Well, I'm sorry. Yes, did she used to date?
The Weeknd.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and get Mike back in here. All right, he's coming back in. Mike, welcome back to Can't Beat Each Other.
Right.
Or as Rocky once, can't beat Rocky. And he got them all correct, Mike, so I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right.
Question one. This couple who originally met on NBC's The Voice just got hitched and are now considering having a baby. The couple we're talking about are Blake Shelton and whom?
Gwen Stefani.
Jason Sudeikis opened up about his split from Olivia Wilde, saying that he could either learn from it or make excuses about it. She's now dating what One Direction member?
I do not know.
All right, question three. Zac Efron busted his grandpa out of the nursing home so they could watch the Euro 2020 final together over the weekend. His show is called Down to Earth with
I don't know.
Zac Efron's show is called Down to Earth with
Zac Efron?
Question four. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker took a PDA-filled trip to Las Vegas, and they posted a bunch of pictures that have fans secretly thinking that they got married. What infamous band was Travis Barker the drummer for? No answer?
I can't remember.
Okay, and Bella Hadid recently went Insta official with her boyfriend, but it turns out they've been dating for over a year. What Canadian pop star with a song called Blinding Lights did she used to date?
The Weeknd.
All right, Mike, you got three correct. It was pretty good, but unfortunately, Rocky did beat you.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's all right, man.
All right, Mike, well, I know you're in Indian land, so yeah, you know what we want to hear.
Oh, man. Well, I tried, but I can't beat... I can't remember your name.
Rocky. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mike, I hope you have a good day, bud. I love the confidence of Rocky.
Yes. I love Rocky, too. All right. Bye, Apollo Creed. We'll see you later. That's a joke from the movie. And Rocky, you tomorrow at 3-0 will face Loren to win free Cheerwine for a year. From our friends at Cheerwine, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, you know she's nervous, by the way. She's been listening. She knows it. All right. Thanks, Rock. Great job today.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yo, what's good? I'm 24K Golden.
What's up? It's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Roy, what's something that you feel like everybody likes but you don't? I know one huge thing.
I'm not a huge fan of bacon. I feel like everyone loves bacon. I could do without it.
I was thinking ice cream.
Everyone loves ice cream. I could do without that. Yeah. It's been a while since I've had ice cream.
Soft serve or hard? You're just
I like soft serve.
Okay.
But I don't go jonesing for ice cream. Like, I'm not, like, there's no ice cream in my freezer right now. Hasn't been ice cream in my freezer for years.
Not even ice pop, ice cream sandwiches, chip whip.
No. If I want, like, an ice cream, it's a rare occasion, and I'll swing by, like, a DQ or something.
Give us a call or text us at 704-570-9595. If you call us, then we can ask you the follow-up questions, like, why don't you like something? Mm-hmm. But what is it that you think that most people love but you hate? This is a poll, and it doesn't give us the statistics. It's just a list of things. They said that they polled Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some of the answers of things that people hate that most people love. The sun was on the list.
You kind of need it.
I get that maybe you're pale or you work outside and you hate the sun. But you're right. I mean, we kind of need that. Christmas was on the list. Their spouses were on the list.
My fiance hates Christmas. Too much pressure. He thinks it's just a transactional thing.
It's a season, though, and I think I'm into the season. Like, I like lighting. I like doing the lights.
I like the lights. I like watching the movies and the hot chocolate.
Right. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
How about this? Vacations. Like, I can only imagine, again, it doesn't give anything other than just the vacation, but maybe someone just doesn't like the stress of a vacation. Packing, planning.
And there's some jobs to where if you take vacation, when you come back, you have a lot more work to do.
That's true.
You know.
Television?
I love television.
I have a friend who doesn't have a TV. We're on a text chain together, and all of us are like, hey, the MLB All-Star Game is on tonight on TV. And he'll go, what's TV? You know, we'll be like, oh, anybody watching, you know, the election results? He goes, what channel? What's a channel?
Yeah, I had no clue.
A couple more. Food during moving furniture? Not into it. Water parks.
I'm not into eating food during.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Water parks are on the list.
I don't like those either.
Why don't you like the water park?
I walk around wet and just it's and at water parks a lot of stairs. Oh my gosh! That's all you do is go up steps.
Mackenzie and Lincolnton. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
So, what's something that everyone loves but you hate?
Around here, barbecue sauce. I hate barbecue sauce. I think it tastes nasty, and I hate barbecue. Like anything that has anything to do with barbecue.
Oh, man, Mackenzie, I love spicy barbecue sauce.
Give me some ketchup all day long, but eat the barbecue sauce. I just can't.
And you probably have to defend yourself all the time.
I'm not Southern at all.
When you come up with that opinion down here, you have to defend your opinion like all the time. Like my mom doesn't like sweet tea, and we go to restaurants, and she's like sweet or unsweet. My mom goes, oh, unsweet, and they're always like, oh,
that's weird.
Yeah, she always has to defend
barbecue sauce is just silly ketchup. We all know that it's practically the same thing.
I hear that all the time, but it tastes so different though. Yeah.
All right, Mackenzie. So thanks for the call,
bud. Thanks for calling. You know, things that everyone loves that I hate, the McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Diet Coke. I'm not into everyone craves that.
You're wrong. McDonald's Coke is the best.
I don't like it.
We'll just stop the discussion now.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I always get a Coke, and it seems like watered down or something, like my ice melt.
Can I just run through these texts? Because we got hundreds.
Okay.
You ready? Cookies, cake, chocolate cake, Beyonce, ketchup, tomatoes, burgers, funnel cake, women, pickles, women. I hate women. Let's see.
I can't believe someone said Beyonce. That's dangerous.
I didn't say it.
I didn't say it either.
Coffee, the heat, sweating, pizza, peanut butter, Disney World, ketchup, avocado. Let's see. Ooh. I'm with Roy. I hate ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream's not great. Lobster, by the way. Everyone loves lobster. I do not like lobster. I think anything that you have to smother in butter is probably not delicious, and that it's the cockroach of the sea.
980 says, we hate mini golf. Who hates miniature golf?
It's too, my back hurts. Too much
pain. Oh, my God. You guys are the worst.
The Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Yes,
95.1. Darla, she found the perfect guy, but maybe that's the reason to dump him? Welcome to the show, Darla.
I know. It sounds like insane when you're saying it.
Yeah, it does, Darla. When you say it out loud, does it sound as crazy as we think it does?
I mean, it's just, okay. I think he's a great guy. I just, the shortest version of it is one of my coworkers said that there's just something shady about him because guys like him don't exist.
Proverbial unicorn.
Yes, exactly. And we've only known each other for a few months. So, you know, it is just so nice. And I literally have found zero flaws with him. And he's so handsome. And he's a total gentleman. And he's nice to my mom. I mean, he's been like,
you're right. Just get rid of him.
No. Guys.
So many red flags there, Darla.
No. Darla, listen. Are there going to be red flags down the line? Like, is he perfect? No, he probably is not. He probably doesn't put his socks in his drawer. He dumps them off next to the dresser at night. But when I first met my husband, I called him Bron Unicorn because he was like this LeBron James unicorn that I had never met before. And I couldn't find anything wrong with him. Now, is my husband perfect? Absolutely not. But the things that I was looking for in a relationship, he checked all those boxes and more. And I think if you think you found a good guy, you hang in there and just, I mean, why would you dump out before you find anything? Hard evidence.
Have you moved furniture yet?
Oh, yeah.
And that's good, too.
Okay, see. What's the problem here?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot to unpack, though, Darla. Let me ask you this. What about your ex is making you hesitant about this guy? Did your ex do you bad? Are you super hesitant?
Or are you still hung up on him?
Or was your ex kind of the same way? Seemed perfect at the beginning and then turned out to be a disaster. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, I would just say he was not honest all the time. Like, for the time, sure. He was honest, but only gave, like, certain details. You know?
Okay, so you have trust issues.
Lied, but, you know.
This guy hasn't lied to her. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah, but the last guy did.
Did he cheat on you, your ex?
I guess it's defining cheating, but I think yes. Okay. But other people would say maybe, I guess.
What do you do, go to a strip club or something?
Yeah.
I want to unpack that.
It's pretty clear when someone cheats.
He was just hanging out with another girl one-on-one. Always said that nothing was happening. But right. I feel like that was like
a three,
emotional.
Like at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. At a bar. Hanging out, but like,
mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Yeah, you were being cheated on. Now, all right, Mark is on hold just listening to nothing. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Morning, guys.
Would you consider yourself single, dating, or have a girlfriend?
I've been dating somebody.
How serious would you say it is with that person?
I would say it's moving along. It's going pretty good.
Okay. Ever been married?
No, I have not.
Have any kids?
No, ma'am.
You ever cheated on someone?
Not at all.
Are you sure?
Never. I was raised better, taught better.
Do you have any expired foods or milk in your refrigerator?
Not milk. I may have an expired canned food.
Okay, well, you lost the chosen foods prize.
I know you don't know what's going on.
I have no idea. Now I have to check my pantry.
We actually have a surprise for you, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, Darla, to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. Does that name sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Hey, Darla.
Hey.
Darla, what do you got? What are you doing?
Listen, here's the thing, Mark. Darla called us because she said you were the perfect guy. Like, she met the perfect guy, and she can't find any flaws in him. And we were like, we'll find a flaw. We'll trip him up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we did. And you sound like a really good guy to us. We don't know much about you. Honestly, we don't know much about Darla. But Darla, I think he gets the MRL show approval.
Right. I mean, the expired can was a little, you know, sus, but.
Will you marry me, Mark?
No, sir. You sound nice, but you're not my type.
He even sounds pretty.
All right. Darla, Mark, you go on and have yourselves a good life. Darla, don't dump.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Bim.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Who is stealing my stuff, Roy? I need you on the case.
I don't know. I have a good idea. I don't even know the story, and I think I already know.
You don't.
Okay.
I need you to get a magnifying glass.
Okay.
Some sort of a raincoat jacket.
You know, I used to be McGruff the crime dog.
And your zipper fell down in front of a bunch of kids.
That's a true story.
I need you to get one of those hats,
the
detective hat, and I need you to get a pen and pad and show up at my house because my clothes are missing.
Okay.
I am missing swimsuits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing T-shirts. I've looked everywhere, even behind the laundry machine, the washing machine, and behind the dryer because when you pull laundry out, it could fall in between or behind. I've looked at in Amanda's drawers, like maybe they've accidentally been put in there.
Well, I do know like socks disappear forever. I don't know where they go, but
they do
disappear.
Nobody does. They go out into the twilight zone. Right.
You never know how that works. And I've even tried to look underneath and around my washer and dryer, and I can't find it.
Yeah.
But I first thought it was going to be like some of your own stuff. And I'm like, oh, he's just dumb and misplacing his own things. Now that you told me that it's clothes, your wife is for sure donating the things that she doesn't like.
828 texted in and said your wife's throwing them out.
Yeah.
I have to respectfully disagree with you guys. My wife loves the swim trunks that are missing.
Maybe she's lying to your face.
No. She bought them with me.
Oh.
Like, she loves them.
Mm.
In fact, we got them from, I'm going to give a local business a plug.
Okay.
Catawba Outfitters in Belmont.
Oh, I've heard of them, yeah.
They're excellent. And a locally owned company. I went down there with my wife. We did a day trip to Belmont and bought the swim trunks in there. And my gosh, they're gone. I don't know where they went. Why would they be gone? I go to the pool. I went to the lake. I put them back in my bag. I took them home and they're gone. T-shirts are missing. Now, my brother is known for stealing my T-shirts. He'll send me pictures, but I didn't even take these shorts to Disney. I couldn't mm-hmm. find them. But my brother will send me pictures like, remember this shirt?
Mm.
Like, yeah, I've been looking for that old school MTV shirt or the old radio station shirt or my Jet shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I have the most random stuff go missing, and it's mind-boggling where this stuff could go. Do you think someone could be stealing my stuff?
Maybe your kids are taking it and playing with it?
No, it's not a good answer, detective.
Yeah. I mean, you just misplacing it. If your wife's not donating it, it's you.
I have a friend.
I mean, it's not me sneaking in and grabbing it. We're not the same size.
Hear me out. No, that's true. But yeah. Hear me out. Okay. I have a friend who said he loved my swim trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the right to go search his house or do I need a search warrant?
Well, no to both.
I have probable cause. He said he loved them and now they're missing.
No to everything you're saying. You don't get search warrants, okay? Yeah. The police do. And you have no probable cause.
He said he loved my shorts and now they're missing.
That's not probable cause. I don't think you understand what that means.
I think it's a plot to a Saved by the Bell episode, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know where things go. I'm the same way. I'll have something and it just magically disappears for months on end. Like a perfect example, you know, I had nose surgery about a month ago and the doctor gave me this solution to squirt up in my nose and it's gone. No clue where it is. And I'm like, every day I put it right here because I do treatments in the morning and treatments at night. Gone.
Yeah.
I asked Sterling. He's like, I wouldn't touch it. And I'm like, well, it's only you and I here.
Right. Someone says, more than one person, someone says, check the bags inside your trunk. Someone said, check your car.
Yeah, that's probably.
A lot of times there's items in the car, as we know you have handcuffs in your car.
They've been removed.
Okay. After yesterday's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Another 704 says, I lose things all the time. I don't think I lost this stuff. I think it got stolen from me.
From who? Give me suspects.
I just did. I said my neighbor who said he liked my swim trunks.
So what do you think he did? You think he snuck into your home, broke in?
No.
Went up to your bedroom, tiptoed around, and pulled it out?
I will give you what happened.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me get my Mission Impossible music ready. Because here's what happened. See, we're all friends in the neighborhood, Roy. So okay. We all sit outside. And there's nothing wrong with me telling a neighbor if he goes, hey, can I just run inside and put my beer in your fridge? And I go, yeah, sure.
So you have a loose security system.
He follows his daughter. He's got a young daughter who likes to go inside my house and play with Ruby's toys. I could have been outside. And he could have went and wandered and tucked those swim trunks that he loves so much. They were monkey swim trunks. They were awesome. They had little monkeys hanging off of palm trees. And he hid it in his shirt and then walked out and quickly said, I'll be right back.
You know, when I was a little kid, I stole a bunch of pins from the teacher because I didn't get pins like that from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little kid. This is a grown man we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's excusable when I was a little kid. And I've seen your neighborhood. There's a gate. There's money in your neighborhood. My he could gate. Easily go buy... swimming trunks.
My gate's for looks. Doesn't work.
Well.
Someone said I always find missing clothes in my kids' laundry baskets. That's a good one. I'll double check. If you have super full dresser drawers, sometimes things will get stuck behind the drawers.
You know what?
Now you're onto something, maybe.
That's onto something, too. And can you see the bottom of your closet, or is there stuff there?
No, I can see it.
Okay, I was about to say, because maybe it fell.
Yeah.
And you're just not seeing it.
I looked behind the washing machine in the dryer. Boy, there's not a grosser place in the house.
Oh, yeah, you don't look back
there. It is so filthy back there.
So Charlotte, so listen. This is the MRL Show.
Being outside, the warm weather, shorts, the pool, just enjoying
Will this type of marriage be a thing in 50 years? Scientists believe so. According to a new book that they're now claiming, scientists are now claiming, Dr. David Levy says that relationships with robots may be commonplace in the next 30 years. So by the end of the century, you could have people being married to robots.
How about a nice game of chess?
That kind of robot, like an old school speak and spell?
I don't know. He says that the...
Or will it sound human?
Sophisticated robots will start appearing around 2050. And he says it'll probably take another 50 years for people to consider the relationships with robots normal.
Jeez Louise.
But, you know... Within 30 to 50 years, we could see people being marrying robots. That's weird.
You could program it to be exactly what you want.
I wouldn't want that.
You could program it to look exactly what you want, to respond exactly like you want. Like, sure, Roy, have another cookie.
That'd be bad. I need someone to go, oh.
Then program it the other way for a day.
Your fifth cookie. And I noticed you ate one while standing at the pantry door.
Please don't disconnect me again, Roy. Get your hands out of my control panel. I mean, are they moving are they moving furniture with these robots?
Yes, that's the point of the robots. Yeah. I don't think these robots are for companionship.
I read an article that said that marriage to robots would become a thing.
That's what this is talking about. But I think that their goal is love and moving furniture.
Here comes the robot bride. Hurry it up, because her batteries are about to die.
But I can only imagine that in 50 years, if this scientist is saying that, then these things must be so lifelike that we wouldn't really know, right?
Like
we,
they won't talk like this.
Right.
Nobody would be attracted to that.
Right. It would have nice voices. And I've noticed, like, have you noticed on the new TikTok voice?
Yeah.
The text-to-speech, her voice is pretty good.
Yeah.
For a robot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not a bad voice.
There was a sexy robot in in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
In one of the Star Wars where they show up and the robot's got a really sexy voice and she's like, oh, hi, we've been waiting for you. It was just very pleasant.
Oh.
It's like, come on in.
Were you into it?
I kind of was.
So maybe you're not opposed to this robot
thing. I don't know if I would marry a robot, though, but boy, it sounds nice that you could program it to be like, good morning, beautiful, like every day. And not that I don't get that from my wife. Let me tell you something. Last night before we were falling asleep, my wife just randomly said, babe, I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so happy with you. And I go, I love you too. She goes, no, you don't have to respond. I just want you to know that. Like, that is so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't program her to say that, but it'd be damn nice to have a robot say that to you every once in a while.
How about this? Sterling, my fiance, overcompensates with compliments when I give him a compliment. If I tell him, gosh, you look beautiful, he hits me with 7 compliments back. I'm like, whoa, calm down.
Why do we feel the need to do that?
I don't know. I don't know the thing. Here's the thing with the robot for you, though, because when this thing becomes normalized, you'll be like 80 or 90. You'll be really old. So maybe at that point, your wife, she won't want to do anything with you. So she'll say, yeah, go ahead and get a robot.
Yes. Hello, youngster.
Programming to say the most ridiculous things.
You look so young today.
Wow, it looks like you're not an age above 29.
What is your age after all? 80 minus 60? I sense BS. Whoa, we program. Everybody's saying we need to watch Westworld.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. I've seen Westworld.
Okay.
Yeah, and there are very lifelike robots.
Can you imagine, though? Like, y'all, just think this, and we're going to go to break, but, like, you're going to a wedding or your kids will go to a wedding in 30, 40 years from now, and they're walking down an aisle with a robot. And does that mean the robot family shows up? Things got totally out of control at the wedding. The robots used all the power.
I just want to say I love you guys. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God, I love you guys. I love you guys.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Coming up after 9, I love this. We're going to do our vacations. Since we had last week off, we're going to do them in movie trailer form.
Oh, we are?
Yes, because we have the movie trailer music.
Okay.
You know that.
I know. I'm so exhausted. I don't know if I could come up with something good.
Roy sat at his computer and did nothing but play Xbox.
The sun never touched his skin.
Yeah, you get the idea. It'll be like, for me, it'll be like...
Manny took his family where no one should go. Disney World.
No one? That's the most magical place on earth.
I know. Well, some people think that. Other people don't think that.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. I wanted to talk about this.
But, oh, yeah, go ahead.
There's currently just tension at home.
Ooh.
Because my birthday's coming up in like 2 weeks. And I'm not giving any, like, no one knows what to. You forgot about my birthday.
We need your TikTok. We need to do a.
Your face looked devastated.
Because it's come up so quick. But not TikTok. We need to do your. What are we doing for everybody this year? What's the word?
A cameo.
We need to get a cameo for Roy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in California the week of my birthday.
Well, we'll have it for you when you come back.
Okay, so that gives you a little bit more time, buddy.
Okay.
But, so everybody, my mom wants birthday present ideas, my sister does, Sterling wants one, and I don't want anything. I don't know. There's nothing I really want.
Right, I know.
There's nothing, I can't think of something I want. And so...
And they want a list.
They want a list, and Sterling's like, there's no way, like, he does not want to disappoint me, because Lord knows I got the highest of all high standards.
Now, I remember, and Nicole, you remember too, around the holidays last year, Roy had a huge list for his fiance and family.
For Christmas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why can't you pick off of that list things that you didn't get, maybe?
I think maybe I got everything off my list.
You did? It was enormous.
Well, because I think that if they didn't buy it for me, I went out and bought it for myself. I think so. And so, you know... So he's telling me, well, when we're in Napa, I'll buy everything for you. I'll be my tap. I'm like, okay, great. And well, evidently he was like trying to read into the, okay, great.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, so that's not good enough. I'm like, yeah. Well, no,
it's like, you know, listen, if you want to buy everything, that's fine. It helps my finances. And he goes, okay, no, I got to get you something. And I'm like, well, hang on. Now I don't want to pay for anything. So you at least got to give me that. He's like, that's not thoughtful enough. I need to be more thoughtful.
So if I said to you real quick, what do you want for your birthday?
No clue.
Nicole, real quick, what do you want for your birthday?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't have a...
Ask me.
All right, Manny, what do you want for your birthday?
Weed whacker string.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm running low. I need weed whip string.
Okay. Well, and so one night in bed.
You don't even have to wrap it.
You're such a homeowner. One night in bed, he leaned over. He's like, hey, don't give me anything for my birthday, and I won't get you anything for your birthday. Let's just do it easy. And I was like, well, I already got you something for your birthday.
Oh,
so.
God.
And he's like, that's months away. He goes, I haven't even thought about your birthday.
You are a really good gift giver. You went all out to get him a PS5 in the height of PS5 craze.
It's still crazy. You still can't get a dang PS5.
Does he use it?
Yeah, barely. not enough, if you ask me. Multiple nights for like 2 weeks around Christmas, I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get that dang thing.
And there it is, sitting in the box.
Hey, clogging dust, because he played that one Spider-Man game.
Yeah,
can't find anything else to play.
I love it. See, even when you do give a gift, you're mad about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, but just think about it, because
everybody wants something. I'm like, just, how about this? You think of something nice and give to me.
Yeah, you know what the thing could be? Is like dinner and a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Right?
I told him, I was like,
I mean,
you know,
the older you get, the harder it gets.
I said, when we go to Napa, maybe like if I want a wine club membership, you can buy that or take me out to a nice, nice dinner. And there is this really nice dinner. We found this restaurant that's a, what do they call it, Michelin star restaurant.
Yep.
And you can only get in, for one day, they open up reservations for the month, for one day. And it reserves up like in 30 minutes. And I didn't know that. And it's Michelin star, and I was telling him, I was like, man, if we could find a way to get in, if we can call people and use some of our connections, talk to some friends,
right,
maybe that'd be great. And then I'm telling Loren about it, and Loren's like, oh, yeah, I went there.
You know? Yeah, of course.
Of course you went there. And then she tells me the price tag that's associated with the dinner, and it's pretty expensive. But I told him, I said, Sterling, if you want to buy me that dinner, that's a gift.
Yeah.
A Michelin star experience?
A 5-star Michelin chef is awesome. There's not many in the country.
Right. Like, to get that experience, that would be unbelievable.
Nicole, do you know, when's Jess's birthday, your girlfriend?
In November, the week after mine.
Do you already have something on the radar that you want to buy her for her birthday?
Well, we're doing a trip.
See?
For our birthdays.
And I'm okay with that, but I guess the way I said, oh, okay. Yeah. Great. He goes, oh, no. And I'm not going to lie, between me and you, there is a part of me that wants to wake up to something wrapped that day or something in a gift bag.
I'm kidding you. Someone says ask for a wok. Did you say that on the air?
No, but that's not a bad gift. A new pot and pan, so it's not bad.
704 says, Nicole, you should have said a new car. All right.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know. There's just tension every day. And people are like, oh, what do you want? What do you want? I'm like, I don't know.
And they go, breathe out, which means you're pain. It's the Manny Brian Loren Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Every once in a while, I like to pull this out. It's been a long time since we've done it. So we figured we would do it based on our week off last week.
Okay. It's our vacations as a movie trip.
Yes, because the movie trailer music is the most crucial music there is. I mean, when you're in the theater and you hear that and you see like a Lionsgate production.
Yeah.
Before they even say anything, you're like, this movie is going to be Gone Girl good. So what we'll do is we'll do the voiceover and then we'll do a little back and forth acting.
Okay.
We'll start off with, how about we start with my trip to Disney, Roy?
Okay.
All right.
You want me to be the actor?
You do the voiceover on how you think it went and I'll do the acting.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, I grabbed the wrong kid, as you know.
Yep.
We spent too much money. We walked so much.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I was flabbergasted to find out that there was no gum at the Orlando airport in the entire airport.
Okay.
Those were a couple of my highlights, all right?
All right, let's see if I can improv.
All right, here we go.
A family of 16.
How many people are with us? I mean, this is an amazing group.
shocked surprises in the airport.
I need gum. I don't get on a plane without gum.
And it only gets worse from there.
You mean to tell me there's no gum in the Orlando airport anywhere? No, sir, we don't sell gum in Orlando. Oh, my God.
One family, one Disney.
How much money did we spend so far? Is that just today or is that the whole time?
One wrong boy.
Hey, how you doing? It won't be too long before we get on the... Oh, my God, you're not my son.
The Mani Disney Experience.
If I walk another step, my leg's going to fall off, and I'm not even lying.
Coming soon, fall 2023.
Yeah.
That works well.
I like it. All right, now I'll do the voiceovers for you. The note you gave was you had a visitor that was supposed to come who didn't show up.
Plane got canceled, yep.
You played a lot of Dead by Daylight.
Yep, great game.
You stared at your fiance a lot.
Did he? Yeah, I gained 10 pounds.
I gained 10 pounds. All right, I'll do the voiceover, you're right?
All right.
Okay.
A visitor was supposed to come.
I don't see her plane landing yet. I don't know where she is.
But never showed up.
Do you think she's okay?
And then they played video games nonstop.
Listen, give me a second, Sterling. I'm playing my favorite video game. It's Double XP Week, okay? I know that you have to work, but I'm off.
The dog was as curious as they were.
Oh, leave me alone, Callie. You have to pee again? My gosh. I'm never here during the day. I don't know how much you have to go.
Several trips to the pantry and the refrigerator.
Am I getting fat? I feel like I've gained weight. We're not even eating out. It's a staycation. How am I gaining weight?
But that all changed Friday night at 5 p.m.
I have nothing else to do. I am bored out of my mind.
When do I go back to work?
I can't wait for work to come.
One movie, one family, several boring events. The vacation that wasn't fall 2021.
Several boring events. How's my vacation?
How does this end? Does it end on an uptick?
I don't know.
God, this is like, I would see this movie just based on the trailer.
It's pretty deep.
It's an intense trailer.
It's pretty deep. Yeah, I had a boring staycation. Mine wasn't as exciting.
Listen, I've done that before where you guys went away.
Yeah.
You and Loren went away and I'd stay home. And you sleep in, which is nice. You get things done around the house. You play Dead by Daylight.
I think it goes by quicker when you're at home. How about that?
Yeah, that's possible.
Than versus when I travel.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do as much. I was like, oh my God, I've just been laying around.
Well, speaking of traveling, Loren isn't traveling. She's actually back. And I understand she's got an announcement for us. She'll be back tomorrow morning with that announcement. Big news. Like, I don't know what it is.
What do you think she's leaving?
Could be.
She's been gone for a few days.
Can't find childcare.
I've always been concerned that because we work weird hours,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is hard to find childcare at 5 o'clock in the morning.
They'll do it and they won't.
Right. And I've always been concerned that one of you or her or somebody would have to take a step back from the show because you couldn't get childcare.
I hope that's not. She just texted and she said, I'm back tomorrow with an announcement. That's good.
All right.
No, that won't leave me on edge all day.
Yeah. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.